We'll stand. Would you find your place? Those here, if you're home, you can stand too and make your neighbors wondering what you're doing, standing facing the TV. Psalms 23, computer, whatever. It says in verse number 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I hope you're not getting tired of this Psalm 23 we're studying here. I believe it's important for us to grasp a hold of the entire context of it, every verse of it, every phrase of it. There's a lot of meaning here, a lot that gets skipped over, and I hope I'm not just boring you and trying to give you a science lesson, because that's not what I'm trying to do. But I hope it's a blessing to you, an encouragement. Now, we start out in verse number 1. We've done this many times, so I'll go through it again. Quick review of maybe some that haven't heard before. We start out in verse number 1. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." We talked a lot about shepherds and all the many shepherds in the Bible, how no one aspires to be a shepherd when they grow up. You don't see little boys playing shepherds and sheep. I know one aspires to be a shepherd. It's a lowly and a lonely, and it is a loving life. It has to be. If you're going to live it, it's not looked up to. But the shepherd, our great shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. He chose to be called a shepherd because we are sheep. David says, "I shall not want. If the Lord is your shepherd, like he was David's and he is mine, you won't need another. He's enough. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's enough. He covers everything I need. He is enough." We looked at that lying down there in verse number 2 in those green pastures. Both those mean more than what may meet the eye. For the sheep to lie down, he has to feel completely and totally comfortable and secure. And that takes a lot of work on the shepherd's part to accomplish that. We talked about all those things. And those green pastures, they may not be all we hope they would be, but they are enough. They teach us to trust him, to get up close to the rock and follow the shepherd, and he'll lead you beside the still waters. We talked about the still waters, the dew, and those wells, and those cool mountain streams, the still water in the scriptures. And David says, "He restores my soul." David, as we know in another psalm, he was cast down. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?" Psalm 23, David says, "The Lord restoreth my soul." He was cast down. God restored him. How many times have me and you become cast down like an old sheep, become cast on our back and can't get up again, cast down, worthless? And God's come along inside of us and picked us up and washed us off and cleaned us up and put us back into the sheepfold over and over again. How many times have they done that for each and every one of us? Over and over again. He sure is a good God, a good shepherd. He leadeth me. He will lead you and guide you. We as sheep may not understand what all this thing called life may hold for us, but the shepherd does. He has a plan. I mentioned that earlier this morning. He knows he has a solution for the problem before the problem. Before you know there's a problem, he has a solution. The shepherd knows the path. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He knows the way to go. Just follow the shepherd. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, David says, in one of the worst times of my life, in the darkest times of my life, David says, "I did not fear because my shepherd was with me." The Lord understands. He has been tempted like we are, tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He's in control. You can trust him. He's been there in that valley of the shadow of death before, like David was. You can count on him. You can trust him. We see that rod and that staff, how they comfort the sheep. The rod is a picture of the word of God. It can be loving. It can be correcting. It can be protecting. It can fend off the enemy, defeat the enemy. Then that staff, the Holy Spirit. Now, it's just there between the shepherd and the sheep. It's not for the enemies, for the shepherd and the sheep. It's there for them. It's there to work on that sheep and to care for that sheep and rescue that sheep when he gets himself in trouble. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. His word of God and the Holy Spirit, they comfort me. I'm glad we can have those things. And last week, that table we talked about, the table land, he's prepared a way ahead of us. He's been there before us. He has cleaned it up. He has placed blessings there for us. He has made a way of escape from this temptation. We read about it in 1 Corinthians, I think it was. One other thing I completely skipped over there, that preparing the table, as your brother Jay brought to my attention, it's a good point. I completely missed it. I don't know how. It says in John 14:2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If we're not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, to where I am, there you may be also." Not only is he preparing the table for us down here, and blessings and life force down here, but he's preparing a place for us up there. A shepherd had to step away for now, But he's preparing a much bigger, better place for us up there. He's getting it ready. He's preparing a place for us. Not only that table land for us prepared down here, life down here is prepared. Heaven's prepared for us as well. I notice also there'll be a marriage supper with the Lamb. The old sheep is going to get to pull, this old sheep is going to get to pull my chair up at the table with the rest of the sheep. They're going on before me. It was a little sinful, worthless me, just a sheep. And he's going to sit at the table like men, like Moses and Job and Paul, just a sheep. I mean, just be a sheep, but I'm in the right flock this morning. I have a good shepherd. He prepares a table before me down here. He's also preparing a table before me up there, and I'm glad, thankful for that. All of that is good. There's more here in the psalm, as you know. David's next phrase here, the anointed man with oil, my cup runneth over. What is he talking about here? There are many directions you can go with this phrase. There are anointings all in the Bible. Mary anointed Jesus' head with oil and went down to his feet. She washed his feet. All in Psalms, it talks about the Lord being anointed king many times. In Leviticus, you can read about the anointing and anointing the temple and so forth. Many different anointings in the Bible. And you can definitely apply some of those here and make a good application. But so far in this psalm, we looked at everything from the point of view of the sheep. Now, we've been looking through the eyes of sheep and comparing that to our own lives. And that's what this psalm is about. So that's what we're going to do again today. We're going to look through the eyes of sheep. What does it mean for a sheep to be anointed? What is David talking about here? What does it mean for a sheep to have his head anointed with oil? After all, that's what we're talking about. This relationship of the shepherd and the sheep. So what does it mean to a sheep to have our head anointed with oil and our cup runneth over? A sheep has that anointing with oil for many different reasons. And I'm going to try not to spend too much time here. I'm not here to do a science lesson like I said earlier. I'm trying to help you point some things out. I believe David said this with a lot of meaning behind it. So what is that meaning? Number one, a sheep has his head anointed with oil to guard against pests, against bugs. Thou preparest table before me. In the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. We have been following this sheep through his year with the shepherd. We started out there in the wintertime, in the spring. We saw him in the beginning of those winter months back at the home, pasture land, and in the spring in those green pastures and that still water. We talked about how it was, the picture we have here was as if the sheep was looking through the fence, talking to the other sheep, to the neighbor sheep that didn't have the same shepherd. This is kind of the word picture we get here in this psalm. Well, then we see in verse number 4, we talked about how that direction changed. Now it's just the sheep and the shepherd. We start seeing all those personal pronouns. Thy rod and thy staff. It's like the sheep was talking directly to the shepherd. Then we see the sheep head up through that valley, the shadow of death, with the shepherd. And they were headed up together into those high mountains, into those tablelands. Talked about that last week. That's where they were going. He's taking them through the valley to get to the tableland. It was worth the valley to get up there. That's common practice for many shepherds. There's a saying. So this is summertime here. The sheep is with the shepherd in the summertime up in his summer home. That's what they do in the summertime. They take their sheep to the tablelands. There's a saying I read amongst shepherds, summertime is fly time. We know that true very well here in Alaska. Summertime is when the bugs come out, those nasty mosquitoes and the no-see-ums. And I was working the other day and I'm swarming around my head and I forgot what that felt like. I realized I didn't miss it that much. But it's the same for those sheep and even much worse. There are many bugs that bother these sheep that may not bother us. And I'm not going to try to dwell too much here. I promise I'm going somewhere. These sheep have a whole list of flies that like to bother. I'm not going to go through the whole list because that's a long one. The worst of all of those is the nasal fly. It bothers the head, the face. These bugs will swarm the sheep and they like to burrow themselves through the sheep's nasal passages. I'm not trying to be nasty. And they get up there and they lay eggs up in the sheep's head in the cool, moist tissue of the nose. As you can imagine, that's not very enjoyable for the sheep. They'll do whatever they have to do to get some relief from these nasty bugs, parasites. They'll go crazy, man, if they're not taken care of. The shepherd doesn't care, doesn't do anything for the sheep. Sheep will lose their minds trying to get these bugs out of their nose, out of their head. They'll beat their heads against trees and thrash themselves through the bushes and briars, just trying to get some relief from these bugs. I read that some infestations got so bad for different shepherds. The sheep literally killed themselves trying to get relief from the little bug that was in his nose. Once one sheep gets them, and that sheep loses the mind and goes nuts trying to get away, you can imagine the problem and becomes big and disrupts the entire flock. No peace within the entire flock because that one sheep got some trouble with the bugs. The only thing to prevent all this from happening is that the first sign of trouble with the flies, the careful and attentive shepherd He'll take some oil, as many times as a home remedy is made up himself, and put some sort of salve that he's made on and help and apply it to the head of that sheep and anoint the head of the sheep with oil to get rid of the bugs. It's the only thing that will calm the sheep, and it's, they said it's instant. As soon as he gets anointed with oil, the problem's gone. The bugs can't stand it. The bugs get out of there. The only thing that can bring peace, immediate peace to the life of this sheep, is his head being anointed with oil by the shepherd. This anointing oil in the Bible oftentimes is a picture of the Holy Spirit of God. He talked about that some before when he said in verse number 2, how the sheep will not lie down if there's any infestation. We talked about that, and any parasites. Well, here we are again, same kind of thing. It's the shepherd who is anointing the sheep with his oil and bringing peace to the life of the sheep. The Holy Spirit bringing peace to the life of the sheep. How many times do those little things get in, those little thoughts, those little words here and there, they start to nag and they start to bug and they start to cause trouble? Many times in marriages, especially the little things start to cause trouble between the two, maybe at your job, and they get our minds off of the things of God. And often those little things get our mind off the Lord and the things of the Lord and distract us and keep us from having perfect peace with Him, keep us from being perfect peace. Those little small, may seem like nothing, nobody else may be able to, maybe nobody else can see it, nobody else knows about it, but something between you and other sheep or you and somebody else is bugging you and bothering you, keeping you from doing a work for the shepherd. You might find this hard to believe, but me and my wife don't always get along. Sometimes we have disagreements. Usually it's my fault for being dumb and sticking my foot in my mouth. One thing I've found, if me and my wife are at odds, there's no way I can come in here and study and actually get anything from the Lord. I'm just wasting my time. Those little things, they distract and they bug and they bother their minds so much that I can't focus and definitely can't hear anything from the Lord because something's wrong between me and my wife. I have to get peace at home before I can go and try to prepare a message for you. Those little things, those little bugs that will get in, that'll cause you not to have any peace. Keep you from doing a work for the Lord. The little things. The devil has tried his best yesterday to keep my mind off of studying. It took me a long time, all day yesterday to study. I had many distractions kept coming in. Couldn't get the phone to quit ringing yesterday. If he can get my mind off the study for just a minute, he can keep me from doing a work for the Lord. It's just a simple, I'm just simple-minded, I guess. It takes me a while to get back into focus again. But it's those little things that keep us from being successful for Him. What is it this morning that is bothering you? What flies in your ointment? What flies in the milk this morning? What is bothering you this morning? It may not be anything big. It could be. There's some in our congregation that have some big problems going on. What is keeping you distracted? What is bothering you this morning? What's keeping you from having peace? I can tell you this morning, a good shepherd can help you. He has a sap where the Holy Spirit can get rid of it. These sheep are not covered in oil once and then done for the rest of the summer. The shepherd didn't go before they went up in the mountain and didn't cover them all, and then they'd be gone, rid of bugs for the rest of the summer. This had to happen often. Often the shepherd would come back and anoint the head of these sheep with oil to keep the bugs out. The same way with us and the Holy Spirit. It ought to be a daily thing, daily going to ask the Lord for His help, asking for that anointing of the Holy Spirit. It ought to be something you look for daily, fresh anointing. This Luke 11:13 says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? I'm not trying to bring in false doctrine this morning. I know and you know that once saved, we're always saved. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. We know that. And I'm not taking away from that this morning. We can't lose it. There's something about waking up every morning, getting a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit and going to the Lord and looking for something fresh, a fresh anointing, a fresh reminder, getting your sin and your flesh out of the way and filling the rest of it with the Holy Spirit. It says in Psalms 92:10, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Asking for fresh Holy Spirit every day and for the Holy Spirit to guide your thoughts and your actions, a fresh filling. You ought to daily seek Him, daily seek for the oil. It's the only thing that will bring you peace. You don't get saved and all your trouble is gone for the rest of your life. You have to continue to go back to the shepherd and ask Him for more help and more help. Help me, Lord, keep my mind right. Your flesh isn't going to like it. You have to keep going back. The anointing oil for the sheep is used to guard against pests and those little things. Anointing oil for sheep is also used to guard against the disease. Not only is sheep anointed with oil on the head for the flies, they're anointed on the head with oil for a disease known as scab. It's a tiny little parasite that will get in, get deep down in the skin under the wool, and cause havoc on the life of a sheep. It can cause the wool to fall off and can cause all sorts of diseases and different problems for this sheep. One place this scab, the parasite likes to show up most, is around the head of a sheep. They seem to show up more. They like to hang around the head, around the face. In the Old Testament, it says a sheep without blemish. It's most likely talking about this problem. These little bugs, these scabs, parasites, cause many blemishes on a sheep. The parasite causes blemish, causes problems with the skin. It's transmitted in many ways. The most common way is when the sheep butt heads. Transfer bad, which they do both affectionately and angrily. When the heads the sheep touch, and in fact the sheep changes the outlook for the other sheep. Many times in our life, especially right now with everything going on, is when one sheep, maybe the sheep is not saved, with a worldly outlook on life, and he starts rubbing heads and butting heads with us Christians, and they start sharing thoughts and their ideas, and pretty soon that Christian is off spreading something that's ungodly, changing the Christian's mind. We see this in school, public school, any school. We see this on the job. We see this on the news, especially. One person, even if they're unstudied and don't matter what they're saying, if they can make a statement, and pretty soon it's spread through the entire flock. One news anchor, one politician can say one thing, pretty soon the entire nation is following after, the majority is following after that one sheep. Just this week, our president said something about regarding Lysol and bleach. I didn't hear what he said, but anyway, created a lot of turmoil and everybody, even Lysol put out a statement saying don't drink Lysol. Or he said one thing and everybody heard it. Everybody took it the wrong way and everybody started saying different things. You can change your mind from one misspeaking one time. What is my point spiritually? If you're not careful, it's very easy to get your mind on the outlooks of this world, get your mind on the wrong things, and pretty soon you start infecting the rest of the flock with what you've taken in from outside, from that scab of the disease, rubbing heads, rubbing minds with different ones, with infected sheep. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things. I'm not telling you to go stick your head in the sand and not know what's going on around you today. I'm not telling you to turn the news off. You should turn some of the news stations off. But be aware, you got to go back to that anointing of the Holy Spirit. Go back to Him. Get your mind right. Think on these things. David said, thou anointest my head with oil. He gets your mind right again. Get your head on straight again, realizing who He is and that He has a solution for the problem. Get your thinking spiritually again. Don't let the world get your mind in the gutter. Luke 21:28 says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Get your head in the right place. And I don't have to worry so much about tomorrow because my shepherd is in control of tomorrow. I don't have to follow the panic around me because the rest of the sheep, because we're thinking on these things. We know the shepherd's in control. Lift up your heads. You can't have peace. Go to the shepherd. Get that fresh one. Get your mind right again. Get your thoughts in the right place again. It'll guard against some problem. Guard your mind. The anointing always there to guard your mind. Anointing always there for the sheep to guard against dispute. Once summer begins to come to an end, now we've gone through summer here. Summer's coming to the end, it gets cooler, these bugs begin to disappear. And then for the sheep, if there's any deer hunters listening this morning or here, you know it's time for the rut. The rams begin to become aggressive, and they'll fight one another to prove themselves and win themselves to use. They'll butt heads, and you have to, you've seen videos of that, rams charging full speed, one another butting heads together. It's crazy to watch. It's going to be very dangerous for these rams. They can maim and sometimes even kill one another by butting heads, running into each other. So the shepherd, yes, he's a different type of oil during this time. He's going to keep peace and keep the sheep from killing each other. One shepherd said this, and I thought it was pretty funny. I laughed about it. But he said he would cover the head and the nose of his rams every fall with thick globs of wheelbearing grease. So when they went to butt one another, they'd glance off each other and go sliding around. They couldn't fight. They couldn't hurt each other. And we can laugh at that. But how often, even in the church, somehow we don't agree with one another. This person doesn't agree with that person. We aren't careful. We start butting heads one another and start pulling back and ramming one another, butting heads again, and become an argument and a disagreement. And it's pretty soon become trouble. Sometimes become verbal and oftentimes do more damage than you ever meant for it to. All sheep have a tendency to want to be the top sheep. We all do. We all like our opinions to be everybody's opinion. My opinion's right. That's human nature. How many times have you heard stories from folks that get offended forever from years ago in church and they haven't been back since? They get offended in church and they leave, don't come back. Or maybe their parents got offended so then the kids don't come back, never do attend church. How often does the butting of the sheep damage the lives of the sheep, damage the lives of other sheep? people are out there watching in. They see us arguing and butting heads all the time. They're not going to want to come be part of the flock of God. What's the point? If we aren't careful, we can do more damage than we ever meant to do. I've seen families leave the church because one little thing didn't go their way. And we all know there's underlying reasons. We understand it, but it usually stems from some point in the past. Two sheep didn't quite see eye to eye, and they butted heads. They didn't get along. And they just get some of that anointing oil, some of that grease on their head, get cleaned up, get their mind in the right place. They wouldn't be fighting like that. What are we to do about this? Apply the oil, that fresh anointing oil. Get that fresh Holy Spirit on you. You spend some time with the Lord. Get close to Him. Take it to the Lord. Don't take it to each other. Let the Holy Spirit work in your life. Take it to Him first. Get you back close to Him again. Thou anointest my head with oil. Why is He doing that? He's keeping David's mind right, keeping his heart right, and keeping his spirit right, cleaning them up. The oil will rid the sheep of parasites and disease and dispute. What will it do for us? The oil will keep our mind and keep our heart and keep our spirit right. It'll clean us up and make us presentable. You spend some time every morning with the Lord, I'm telling you, it'll help you. I'm not saying all troubles will be gone. We still have good days and bad days. Everybody does. Doesn't matter how spiritual you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. But if you start the day with a fresh oil and the Holy Spirit, your reaction to those good days and bad days is going to change. This is how David closes out that verse. He says, my cup runneth over. What does that mean? You get that fresh anointing. He talks about fresh anointing oil from the shepherd. You get your mind right and your heart right and your spirit right. You'll start to see things a whole lot differently. You'll realize my cup really does run over. Psalms 45:7 says, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, I have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia and out of the ivory places whereby they have made thee glad. You get that fresh anointing. It'll not only change your mind and your heart and your spirit, it'll change your perspective. It'll give you gladness, it says over in Psalms 45. It makes you smell better, it says Psalms 45:8. Smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, make you give you a different spirit about you. Get your mind on Him. It'll change how you see things. I started thinking about what all the Lord's done for me and my family. I realize my cup really does run over. We could be in church this morning as a church family. My cup runneth over. He has blessed me more than I've ever deserved. We complain about not being able to meet. And I'm the worst at that, I'm sure. We have the liberties, we shouldn't give them up. There's people in other countries today that it's not going to get better for them without a war. Men have not fought in their countries to give them a place. They have to meet underground and meet. Hide in secret place to meet and worship the Lord. I can't even have a Bible. We are able to come together to church this morning, have church on Facebook and YouTube this morning, able to do these many different things. Our cup runneth over. He's blessed us more than we ever deserved, wherever we'll deserve. We aren't perfect. We have problems like everybody else does. We have good days. We have bad days. When I get that fresh oil, my girls, my cup really does run over. The Lord's being good to me. What about you, church? When's the last time you thanked the Lord for all He's done? When's the last time you gave Him the glory for the blessing in your life? I know we have some of our church family that sickness and different things. And we understand our hearts on that. Our minds are on that. But if we get our mind on God and the things of God and get your head in the right place, let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you and direct your thoughts, we realize how much He really has blessed us. Over and over again, He has been good to us far more than we ever have deserved or ever will deserve. The shepherd is good to us. Dumb old sheep. Over and over again. Get your mind in the right place and your heart in the right place. Get your spirit right. Change your perspective. Realize how good God really is to us. You ought to thank Him this morning. You ought to praise Him for it this morning. He's been good to us. We had a good shepherd this morning, church. David says, I have a lot of troubles, different things I've gone through, even the valley shadow of death, but my cup runneth over. David said, my own son despised me. My own son tried to kill me. I had to run away from my own son, my own kingdom. My cup runneth over. David had trials after trials in his own life. Many he brought on himself different times. He says, my cup runneth over. God's been good to us, church. I don't have any sad stories to tell. We've been through trials. We all have. Everybody has. I don't have any sad stories to tell. God's been good to me and my family. My cup runneth over. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for this church. Lord, thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for blessing me like you have. Thank you for blessing my family. Lord, thank you for the ability to be here this morning as a church family. Lord, I pray you use us the rest of this week as we meet different times, different people. Lord, I pray you help us this morning. Lord, thank you for all you've done for us.